When you're the man, you make history every time you step foot in this ring. Imagine what I'm gonna do to you with tables, ladders, and chairs. I will beat you!
It's Taco Mania!
Welcome to another episodic adventure. It's Talkamania. I'm your host, Desmino, along with my dude with attitude, your other host of Talkamania, of J-Bomb. Say hello, J-Bomb.
What is up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right. I'm kind of tired and just burnt from life and work, man. I just got home at 8 p.m. We're already jumping on. We're doing our podcast. That's how much I love the Talkamaniacs out there. It never ends, but I'm always here to deliver.
I feel like anybody who has a job at our age right now, it's the sprint before the Christmas break. It's the year end of everything, and it takes its toll.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. We were just talking about how we're doing all the appraisals for our employees, and we have to do our invoicing for the end of year. We have to do our budgets. We have to do all that kinds of crap like that. Boring stuff that you guys don't care about. We're not going to spend too much time talking about it. But man, it's been tough. But the holidays are coming. Dude, I get a week and a half off payday.
Damn.
Fuck the revival.
Sweet deal, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's one of the... my company offers these little things that keep me hooked in there, you know? They pay me all right. I make pretty good money, but it's more like... hey, we'll give you a parking spot. Hey, we'll pay for your cell phone every month. Hey, we'll give you stock options. Hey, you know, we'll give you a week and a half off at Christmas.
It sounds pretty good.
I know. Yeah, I guess everybody's like, you asshole, you're ungrateful.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot. Like, you son of a bitch.
Dude, this week I had to do like, we have a client that we work with who wanted to hire people to test their new technology. I work in the gaming industry, so we sometimes work with other companies who want people to work for them, and we hire them. So I had to do interviews throughout the day, all week, plus my own appraisals for my clients, plus my standard projects I had to roll out, and invoicing, and just one thing after the other, and meetings, and new initiatives, and oh my god, it's just like, shoot me. I mean, at some point, you're like, I see some of the managers, though, who are more new, I guess, to being a project manager, and they're like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't know. I'm so far behind. And they don't, like, come in the next day, and I'm just like, don't let it stress you out, man. Do what you can. You
know? And that's like, it.
I don't know. I'll stay late when I need to, and, you know, but, like, I don't know. Don't let the job ruin you. Your life is outside the office, not in that office.
Well,
but, and I'm also really good at my job, so, you know, like, I guess maybe I'm just better than them.
Speaking of video games, let's talk Red Dead real quick, as we've been doing on this podcast the last few episodes. Where are you at right now?
Ooh, so I have not played Red Dead in about a week now.
Oh.
Shame.
I'm
sorry, folks. Smash Brothers came out, and I'm sorry, I had to kind of start playing that a little bit, and I haven't had too much time to game in general. But I've been waiting for that to come out, and it's. I'm sorry, I know you're not a fan. J-Bomb's not your type of game.
No, I like the game.
Oh, it's spectacular.
Okay, but is there like a story or any sort
of...
Yeah?
Yep. Okay. All kinds of different modes to it. There's story playthrough. There's like a spirit mode where you have to collect spirits. Kind of like, you remember the assist trophies they used to have? Do you remember that back then?
No. I played it like as if it was Mortal Kombat.
It's not even the same.
Is it better than Mario Kart?
It's not even the same genre, but yes.
No, but I mean, like, the way that Mario Kart comes out and you're like, you just race, collect cups. Like, is it just like fight, like, that's it?
Well, not every fight is the same because you have 70, fighters that have their own movesets, and you're never going to have the same battle, the same people, and the same random items dropping. And then you have different stages with different kind of, animations or, changes that happen on the fly.
Is there a payoff?
Yeah, when you get to kick your friend's ass and laugh at them. I don't know. It's really fun to play with your friends.
Okay.
Even not. I like this game. I really like Smash. Either you love it or you hate it. And if you hate it, there's something wrong with you.
I loved playing it, but I loved playing it like multiplayer. Like when someone's over, it's a really fun game like that. I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure that's we'll what it's designed for. I like that they do a good job at highlighting single player stuff. So you can do different challenge modes. There's lots of replayability. And they make you literally unlock every character. You start with Kirby. And it's like,
ooh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and there's 70 characters or more. So it's pretty cool that there you got to actually work through them all. And then you can unlock also, like, it's interesting, like, they're called spirits, and it'll be other characters from Nintendo and video games. Mm-hmm. So you'll unlock, like, you know, Tails, you know, from Sonic or something.
Dope.
And then you can equip them to your fighter, and then you'll be able to, like, jump longer, jump higher in the air.
Okay.
And you can unlock different ones, and it's pretty cool. They did a good job at not just doing a copy and paste, but just really expanding upon it and adding elements that make it really, I guess, enveloping. So I like it. I'm having a good time with it. You can jump on and play, you know, for short spurts and stuff, and it's perfect for
spurts.
That. But I do have to say, I do miss Red Dead. I definitely want to get back on that. I'm really close to finishing
Where
the
are
story
you right
mission.
Where are you?
Well, I'm assuming you're further now.
I'm probably
so,
sure.
I had just saved John. I think I was doing all
from
the side
prison?
Quests. Yeah, because I was doing the side quests.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't do, like, yellow missions.
Yeah.
I do yellow, and whenever I see white missions, I clear those first.
Yeah, of course.
Then
of course.
I go to the next yellow,
yeah.
Because there's some missions you might lose or forget or not be able to do. But, yeah, I think I did that, and then, like, maybe one or two other missions, but, you know, Arthur's definitely not doing good. And
I
feel like it's going to be similar to Red Dead 1, where Jack dies, and then you play as John. I think Arthur is going to pass, and then you're going to play as John in this one, or Jack, or whatever. You get it. You get what I'm saying.
I'm pretty far. I can't really say much more than that. I'm extremely far, and I got to say that I don't remember Red Dead 1, so I'm very impressed. I'm going to have to go back and play Red Dead 1 to get the full feeling. I'm going to try and do it. It's pretty hard for me to go back and play an older game, but I'm going to do it. But wow, like I did all my white missions, I did all my yellow missions, and I don't collect like the 30 dinosaur bones. Like, fuck that.
I will do that, but it's going to take
day,
a while.
One day, one lazy Sunday, rainy day, I will go and do it, and I will just like pull up a guide online and go get it all. But
what's really cool though is like, you know, I doubt you're actually going to go play Red Dead 1, but what I would urge you to go do is watch some of the videos because you actually watch like the videos with Dutch in it. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Same voice actor.
I didn't even know that Dutch was in the first one. So.
He's older now, obviously. Yeah. And it's kind of cool because like we see he's starting to lose it, right? So you see by the second one, he's still lost it.
Well, what's very cool is that I compare notes with some guys at work to play as well. And depending on what you do, the outcomes are quite different. So.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it'll be exciting to check that out. I'm definitely going to have to pick that back up. We do have the holidays. I said I got a week and a half off. Lots of time to play the video games.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll be doing, and it'll be exciting. All right. Stop talking, J-Bum. I don't care about what you have to say. Nobody does. Let's move forward. It is Talkamania, guys. So make sure to follow us on Twitter @_Talkamania. You know, we're on the Spotify. We're on the iTunes. We're on the Google Play. We're on the Podbean. Check us out. You can buy our t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/Talkamania. Check it out. Really cool. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine at work today in the cafeteria. I was telling him about our adventures, how we just started this off as a hobby, and we've been able to have some cool, I guess, guests on. We talked to Shamrock. We talked to McFoley. Check that out, guys, if you haven't seen it. He basically, I was interested in what we're doing. I showed him my t-shirt, which I'm wearing right now. Talkamania, classic logo. Really nice.
Penis.
Super sexy, guys. Check it out and buy some merch and be a Talkamaniac. Be like Jason Broadwell and follow Jason Broadwell @Jason Broadwell. I love you, Jason Broadwell. Jason Broadwell.
Should we do like a crazy sale to start off the year? Because I was talking to the guys over at Pro Wrestling Tees and they are willing, like they're cool with us marking down our shirts in whatever way we want.
Hmm. So, maybe. Would you guys be interested? Would you be a Talkamaniac? Would you pick up a shirt if we marked them down?
Like, we should do a week where it's, like, literally 50% off.
That could be cool. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So should. I think Talking Mini. I think J-Bomb and myself are going to have some pretty cool things in store for 2019. I think we had a really successful 2018. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yep. I would agree.
I mean, Shamrock, McFoley, like, pretty good, man. Yeah. Pretty good.
And so, if you haven't already, go check out our friends at World Wrestling Manager. Follow them on Twitter at WW Manager Game. They have an app. It's available in the Google Play Store and on whatever Apple's thing's called. What is that called? The Apple Store?
You get a sticker.
Is it called the Apple Store?
Yeah.
No, it's called the App Store, isn't it?
Well, Apple Store. I mean, whatever, man. We're old. Make fun of us, guys. It's on the store on the iPhone.
That's it. Check them out. It's a really fun game if you're into games like Clash of Clans and whatnot. It's not exactly
it's not like that at all.
No, but it's in, yeah, but it kind
no,
of,
it is not.
To me, all of the online.
It's cool, though, guys. Check it out, man. J-Bomb doesn't know anything about technology. He said leaving the plugging to me for a reason last week because he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about, like always. And guys, check it out. Really cool. You can make a stable. You can make wrestlers. You can evolve them. You can.
I quit.
You can make. I'm waiting for the day you quit. And guys, check it out. Really cool,
dude.
And
dude.
I will never retire.
Oh damn it! I'm stuck with you, eh?
Stuck. But yeah, prowrestlingtees.com/talkmania.
Also, jump on to fullpresscoverage.com, actually. It's a dude I talked to this week. He's adding our content to their website. They have a live sports streaming radio, and we're being added. So we're expanding. The community loves us, and we love the community. So check out fullpresscoverage.com.
All right, let's get into it, Dez. Let's get it rolling.
Rollins. All right, cool, guys. So on that note, Raw kicked off with Seth freaking Rollins. He's got that shirt, right? SFNR. I guess that's what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it
Seth
out.
Seth the freaking Rollins, I guess. But yes, awesome. I like it. He comes out. Rollins is a man. He cuts a great promo. The guy's excellent on the microphone. Basically, Corbin comes out. They're sparring, exchanging jabs and barbs. But it's funny because I think I mentioned last week that watch the WWE make a storyline and play on their own, I guess, poor ratings.
Shortcomings.
And they actually did it this week. So first of all, I want to say that Raw this week, another record low in ratings. So definitely not on the up and up. And we had basically Seth Rollins reading off, or I guess simulating all the tweets that they see on social media, saying how the ratings have been terrible and too much Baron Corbin and crap. So I guess they wanted to put Seth Rollins in the mix and throw him right there front and center and hope that would help the ratings out. And although he is the man, it didn't really help the ratings. But it was really cool, though. We actually got a TLC match on Raw. The last time there was a TLC match on Raw, I believe it was Ryback versus CM Punk ages ago. So pretty cool to see that on Raw. It was a treat. The match itself, it's Corbin, not too exciting, but I thought it was pretty cool. Match wasn't too bad. And they even involved Heath Slater. He was involved in two matches this week, but having him in the main event, what did you think? Did you enjoy it?
Well, I you know, as a guy who has kids, I love Heath Slater. I've always been a fan of Heath Slater. The original, I guess, draft of SmackDown and Raw, that storyline was probably my favorite storyline going into that when he was a free agent. I thought that was very cool. He needs more of a spotlight in WWE, if you ask me. So, always.
So I think it was our friend Phil who said this week that he tweeted out and he was like, "Man, you know what they should do with this angle? They should have Heath Slater basically, I guess, push both Baron Corbin and Rollins off the ladder, climb up, take the title himself, then rip it down, go to the top of the ramp, get the mic, drop a truth bomb, and say how he was sick and tired of being overlooked, and he's taking this title, and he's declaring himself the new Intercontinental Champion."
Dope. Mind blown. That'd be awesome.
That would have been sick, guys. And I'm telling you, I know it screws things up for TLC, for the Intercontinental Championship match, but I feel like it could be kind of interesting to have these things that completely shake up pay-per-views or make things more unpredictable, right? Because, I don't know, like, they could have found a way to work with this. You know, it could have just been a singles match, and then Heath Slater is just kind of like, you know, in the backstage area or runs to the crowd or does whatever. I don't know, man. They really could have taken this opportunity, and I think if Heath Slater would have pulled the fast one like that, I really think the crowd would have been behind it. They would have loved it, and they would have loved the fresh, I guess, twist that was there in front of them. So, I mean, the fans like Heath Slater. There's no denying that. So I think doing something like that would have been cool. But regardless, I still like the match.
Yep.
I like that Seth Rollins still has a title. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I was just hoping for that a little bit. I thought it was a great idea. Pete, I'm giving you credit for that, man. Great idea.
Is that Pete at Petopolis?
Petopolis.
Yeah, because yeah. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose don't need that IC championship in that match.
Well, you know what? I think we've had multiple conversations where we're saying that Dean Ambrose always needs to be in a title picture or else he's just not interested in the segments. Or he's just not... He needs a title.
He's just not interesting.
Well, I mean, many people will debate that. Some people really like him, and that's fine. I see why they might like him. I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I think he could be doing a lot better with this whole heel thing. I don't think he's doing as great a job. I think he's also being told what to say and what do to some extent, right? So he has limitation on the promos he can cut because I was looking over on YouTube and watching some of his older promos, you know, when he was kind of more fresh too to the WWE, and he cut some really good promos. And now it just seems like they're just telling him to go out there and follow a certain recipe. So, again, we've gone back to what we said earlier. We feel like they missed the mark with him. Yep. They really should have turned him earlier. And, you know, also not having him involved to some degree. Like, he wasn't involved in this TLC match except for coming out at the end and doing a stare down. But, like, I don't know. Even AJ Styles, too, with Daniel Bryan, like, he was backstage in a promo but didn't come out. So it's like, I don't know. It's weird not having the people that are in these big matches be more involved, I guess, in the segments leading up to... on the go-home show to TLC.
Well, you know, we've said it before. Raw is a house show. Pay-per-view is a Raw. WrestleMania is the only true pay-per-view of the year.
Have we said that before? I don't think we've ever said that before.
Oh, yeah. No. Go way back in the archives. Way back. And that's what it is.
Whatever. We must be hitting episode 100 soon.
We're at episode... This will be episode 85.
Wow. And we're both born in 85, so it's meant to be... I don't know.
Pulling at strings there. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
We saw new tag team champions this week on Raw, though.
Yeah, I was surprised. So we saw He Who Shall Not Be Named,
you know what?
And Chad Gable.
Hold on. I'm surprised you're surprised. Because... beer.
You're disgusting, J-Bone.
Dude. When they came out with their new attire and Gable was wearing shorts and I was like, oh, they made it matching attires. These fuckers are winning the championship.
I didn't catch that enough. Like, I noticed. I did see this week that I did catch this week that Gable had the studs on his knee pads and he looked similar.
He was wearing underwear. But he wasn't wearing his singlet.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess I didn't catch that too thoroughly either. I'm pretty good at it when it comes to attention to detail.
And He Who Shall Not Be Named, I think we have to start naming him because he's growing on me.
Oh, well, we're not there yet. Maybe we'll get there soon enough.
We both have to turn that key, right?
Yeah, we both have to turn that key. Baby steps. Right. But I'm okay with... I prefer them to have the tag team titles than the AOP.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm also surprised that they took titles off them so quickly. And that what makes me worry about the future of AOP. Not that I care that
much.
Yeah,
who cares?
I'm just saying in general, it makes me think, well... why did they take the titles away from them so early? It might mean nothing. They might just play hot potato with these tag team titles, and they might go back and forth a bit. Maybe it's also to make the AOP seem more credible, having multiple tag team runs, right? Title runs.
Will you ever be excited about an AOP match, dude?
I mean, not right now. I'm not saying they don't have the potential to be built as monsters. Like, these guys, you know, if they really work hard at making them take on some tag teams, some crazy spots, like... I don't know. They're just not developing them properly. I think they have potential. I'm not saying the potential to be the best. I think they have potential to be an entertaining tag team. Maybe more on the mics themselves. The whole Drake Maverick thing is... it's not too bad. It actually has made them more appealing.
It's shit,
but it's made them more appealing. I don't know. I
mean, Drake Maverick annoys me.
But that's it. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
Not in a good way.
It's like Leo Rush, right? He comes out and he's supposed to be annoying. And if he annoys you, he's doing his job.
But Leo Rush does it in a good way. Drake Maverick, I'm like...
Lashley. Yeah.
It's so bad, it's good. But Drake Maverick, I'm like, who? What? Why are they doing this? Because, yeah, AOP could be the only team I could see going up against Luke Harper and Eric Rowan and having a decent match with them. But apart from that, I'm really, really over monster tag teams. And I think NXT with DIY, even the Revival.
Fuck the Revival.
They were just, they're better tag teams to watch. They're better tag
teams. You're saying the Revival is a better tag team to watch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. AOP sucks, man. I don't like monsters.
I don't like AOP either. I don't. And I do think they're boring. I think they can find a way to package these guys and make them appealing because they are beasts. But you're right. I agree with you the fact that I'm tired of the monster tag teams, I guess you could say. You know, it didn't work. It hasn't worked many times. It's very hard to stick. You know, we saw that with the Ascension, too. They came up. Nothing really happened with them. Sanity's, nothing's really happening with them.
Oh boy.
The Bludgeon Brothers were forced. You know, they never really stuck.
No, but...
And when they...
Let's go back to TLC, now that we're talking about... Well, it's fitting with the timing. Dudley Boys. Hardys, Edge and Christian. The Dudley Boys only did well in that, you know, era because they had guys like the Hardys and Edge and Christian who, like, they were the muscle in those matches. AOP could be the muscle in a match like that, but they need to be paired with other tag teams that are dope as balls, and that's the only spot that they fit in for me, for monsters. Like, when, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan were fighting the Usos and, was it the Bar or was it New Day? When they were all going at it, all those tag teams, that's when the Bludgeon Brothers were good. But just to see the Bludgeon Brothers against a random tag team on a one versus one was never that entertaining. And that's what I think the AOP is like.
Fair enough, and I agree to that. I agree with that assessment. You know, some of it comes down to booking. Some of it comes down to just, you know, who the AOP are and what they represent. I don't know. But the Raw tag team has a lot of catching up to do to catch up with SmackDown. I mean, you have three of the best tag teams on the main roster on SmackDown. And now we have new tag team champions. So it's a bit strange they took the titles off of AOP so quickly.
Yeah, well.
I thought they were trying to not, you know, I guess, whore up the titles. But we'll see. I'm surprised there's no tag team rematch. I guess it'll probably be on Raw next week, and then it'll be like a reason to tune into Raw. They get their rematch. But it's funny with tag teams now. It's weird. You're seeing a lot of the whole Freebird rule being applied now, just casually to any tag team.
Yep.
If they have a third person, they can just add them. The Big Show was added, and then remember they broke up with Sheamus and Cesaro, and we never saw him again. That wasn't explained very well.
He got the hit.
But he was involved. Yeah. And then we see the Lucha House Rules, which you can just have three people in the ring at any point in time.
What the fuck, yeah.
And so it's weird, the new tag team rules. And, we'll see how this goes. But I'm mainly happy for Chad Gable.
Chad Gable's the shit.
I like him a lot.
Chad Gable's the shit.
Yeah. He hides his thinning hair with that hairband, guys. I know because I am a hair thinning sufferer
enthusiast,
and I know what he's up to. I know what he is up to. So,
what was your take on the Ruby Riott, Natty Neidhart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart table?
Well, definitely too far, but at the same time, fuck it. You know, as long as Natty's like, go ahead and do it, which I'm sure she did. I'm sure it's fine.
I find it was a lame attempt, though. Like, it was a lame attempt to be dirty. Like,
I'm telling you, the fact that we're gonna see this table at TLC with Jim the Anvil Neidhart on it, it's fucked up.
No, I don't think it's fucked up. I think if it was a different picture of Jim, you know what I mean? Like, if it
What picture should it be? Like, him holding Natty?
No.
As a baby?
Even that could be better. Just him when he looked like shit, you know, and he was fat and a drunk. Like that. Like, you just
I agree with you. I do think that would have been more of a statement. But I do also think that would have been too far.
No, but I feel like if I'm Natty and you put my late father on a table, I think you're paying homage to him. It's confusing.
Well, they are in a sense. They are in a sense,
but that's not what Ruby's supposed to do. Like, Ruby unveils it, and I'm like, yo, that's a sick table of Jim. Like, I wish every table at TLC had that picture of him. It's dope.
They should start putting more pictures on tables. It'd be pretty cool. I will tell you this, though. It made me more interested in this match, and I'm wondering, is Natty going to go through her own father? Is she going to be able to put Ruby through a table with her father on it? Maybe she's going to win, and then she just can't slam her through that table because it's her father, and then she loses because of it.
Oh, maybe. But I don't know. I just feel like it was like, I'm going to be a badass, and it was like a sick-ass picture of Jim. Like, he looked badass as fuck on it.
So, no, I thought it was good. I thought Ruby looked good. She looked like a bitch because of it.
And yeah, but she's just playing that heel character.
And she's not pale at all anymore, I noticed. Like, she's completely tanned, which is good. I mean, I don't know why I'm mentioning this.
I don't know why they don't let them be themselves. Because you see such success once they let them go. Like, you see,
I wouldn't complain too much about this segment. I actually thought it was one of the better things of Raw.
Well, I agree, but that's not saying much about Raw.
It's true. We're coming off some of the worst ratings. But yeah, it made me more invested in this match. I am interested. I like Ruby's development. I still think she should do that like cannonball senton as her finisher instead of the ignition kick. But
it is
the right
it
kick
is.
Or whatever it is. It is what it is. You're stealing my lines, man.
Oh, Scoozy. Miss Scoozy.
Skeezy. All right. Well, Ruby, Natty, Daddy, Table.
Boobies.
That's something to look forward to for TLC. We were talking last week about potentially looking forward to the future between Ziggler and McIntyre. This week we saw part two already. Because we were saying last week, what more do they have to offer? They left it out on the table. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else? And we saw our rematch this week. It wasn't that bad, I would say. I actually enjoyed the match. I thought it was pretty good. Ziggler cut a pretty good promo beforehand. McIntyre came out and looked strong. And you know what's interesting about this is because McIntyre is now going on to face Balor at TLC. So for those of you who have been following the news, Balor was sent home from the tour this past weekend, I believe it was. And people were wondering why. Apparently, it's nothing severe, but it's an illness. I think he's sick or something. I don't know. I don't know
is
how
it tuberculosis.
It is I don't know, Arthur.
But
it's sad, eh? When he's walking around, he's coughing now. The little details are put into it.
I don't know
it.
If
he's
I'm
amazing.
Ready to talk about this yet.
Okay. All right. Know. Well, let me finish the story mode. We'll talk about it. Maybe next week I could finish by then or the week after. We'll talk about it. We'll cry. We'll bring out the tissues. But McIntyre Ziggler match was good. Do you see the ending?
Not fast
you finish? No, you loser.
I don't like so your matches. There's
you,
the fucking commercials. The fucking
you like,
commercials
if you
me.
Liked the Claymore kick, because you were always like, it's so good. The Claymore kick's good. It looks so sick.
It's good.
This week was fantastico.
Because Ziggler.
Yeah, for sure. Ziggler is like honestly one of the best sellers in history.
Yeah.
Like in my opinion. And people might be like, whoa, ho. When I say that, screw you. It's fact, man. He is. He's fantastic.
How many words you got for him?
Well, I think I have more than one. In fact, I think I have two words for you.
Suck it!
Absolutely, man. This guy can sell like no other. But the match was good, you know. But I liked the finish because it was similar to the week prior where he hit him with the super kick. But this time, Ziggler went for the super kick. And like, it's crazy how little amount of time Drew needs to like run and hit that Claymore. It was like he was on the ground and it was like, it was just like, I don't know. He just fired it off so quickly because it seems like he needed a running start and he's got real long legs. But man, I'm going to, maybe I'll retweet it after or I'll put it on our social media. I definitely want J-Bomb to see this. And also the noise it makes when it lands, the way Ziggler just like starfishes out. Oh, it was, yeah, nice.
Bueno. Did it make you wet?
Maybe wet and dry.
Ooh, that's a special something. All right, let's talk Bayley and Fox.
Well, Bayley and Fox match this week wasn't really the highlight of that match, I would say. But, you know, it's more about what was going on outside the ring, right, folks? Because, I don't know, I saw it. Did everybody else see it? Apollo and his hands. I think he learned it from Randy Orton, right? The hands, you know?
The hands.
Don't maybe not to touch his hands. Actually, I would touch his hands. I wouldn't touch Randy Orton's hands. But, yeah, in the match, we had Jinder Mahal out supporting Alicia Fox. and then we had Bailey and Sasha out there, and then to even out the odds, Apollo came out because Apollo is now Bailey's partner at
Mixed Match.
It's Mixed Match Challenge. Oh my God, if you look at the original brackets of the Mixed Match Challenge,
it's a mess.
Dude, they've changed. It has to be at least 8 or 9 times they've changed partner pairings. So it's almost like a joke. It's like it's so casual. However, I will say this season has been really fun. We saw this week Asuka and The Miz. They were teaming together, and we saw Asuka. We'll talk about that in a bit on SmackDown, how it ended. It was fantastic, but it kind of bled into the Mixed Match Challenge. She was aggressive, and she basically, it was funny because they did the, they took on R-Truth and Carmella, and they did the dance break. And when they did the dance break, Asuka did a little dance on the apron. Dude, she was, maybe lose my masculinity here, but super cute. It was really adorable, her little dance she was doing. She could be deadly, and she could be really cute. I don't know what to say. You guys know I like Asuka, so you can go to hell. But I like it. I like now that they're kind of showcasing her a bit more. And then, basically, Miz got in her face. She was pissed off because they ended up losing the match. And she had it with him. And she literally took it to Miz. Started doing her punch, punch, punch combos, her kick combos, take it to a backhand, this, that, this. And basically kicked the crap out of the Miz, and the Miz just took it. Which is cool, because you don't see, intergender wrestling or abuse, if you want to put it. And the Miz took it like a champ, and it was a really cool segment. And you know what? Obviously, we weren't going to have the Miz and Asuka win 2 years in a row. It would have been stupid. So I think this is a great way to do it. I was worried on how they were going to do it, and the fact they can tie it in with the TLC, oh, she's kind of... I will kick everybody's ass, and she kicked the Miz's ass. So it was cute. But going back to Sasha and Apollo, basically, so we have Jinder coming out for Alicia Fox because they are tag team partners in the Mixed Match Challenge. And then we have Bailey, and now Bailey's partner is Apollo. And Apollo kind of came out to help and lifted Sasha Banks up and threw her at the Bollywood boys, the Singh brothers, and man, his hand couldn't be further up that snatch, man.
So the takeaway of the whole thing was Apollo abused Sasha Banks.
Pretty much. It's a Me Too movement right there.
And that's all we're talking about with them? Because that's the highlight of the match.
I don't condone, grabbing, pulling a, doing a Trump,
grabbing them by the,
exactly. But I don't know, man. Got a bit fresh there, so all over social media, and I'm pretty surprised that Sasha didn't make a comment, because, jeez.
All right, before we roll into SmackDown Live, we're going to take a quick break, because I got to piss like a motherfucker. These beers are going down too quickly. Give me 2 seconds. Please don't stop recording.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, J-Bomb is right now busy in the toilet. Meanwhile, folks, make sure to check us out on Twitter @_TalkMania and buy some t-shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com. And, hey, if you guys got questions or topics you want Talkamania to talk about, let us know. Get involved. Be a Talkamaniac. Because, folks, we're here for you. We love you. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be Talkamania. Hey, guys, make sure to join us at New Jersey and New York when we're there for WrestleMania weekend, because we're going to be hitting up NXT. We're going to be hitting up WrestleMania, and we're going to be hitting Monday Night Raw. So make sure to come meet us, grab a pint, shoot the shit, be a Talkamaniac.
Talking crap?
No, I was just plugging.
Plugging my butthole. All right, SmackDown.
I was telling the folks the excellent news, because last week we were talking about how the trifecta of events for WrestleMania weekend was not complete, but this week we are now obsolete and complete and delete, and my feet, because Talkamania is going to Monday Night Raw.
Oh yeah, I forgot. That's sweet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I got NXT tickets in the mail, too. We're doing TakeOver. Ooh. We're doing WrestleMania, guys. So if you guys want to hang out with Talkamania and be a Talkamaniac, get on that shit because we want to have a drink with you, man. We want to have a good time. The buddy who I was talking about earlier, I showed him my shirt at work and talked about the podcast. He's going to be there as well, too. Oh, actually, sweet. He's going to WrestleMania. So I said, dude, man, come grab a beer with us. So maybe he will. But again, we want to spend time with you guys. We're here for you guys. We share our podcast for you. And you know what? I don't really care about J-Bomb. It's all about you guys. So
typical.
We can just like, you know, we'll tell, he'll go to the bathroom. We'll tell him we're going to, you know, grab a drink and then we'll just run out and leave him there. And
so you're,
you know,
telling me fine. I don't have to edit any of that out. We're good. You talked throughout that whole break.
I think I did a pretty good job.
All right. No editing. Let's talk SmackDown Live.
A Schmackdown. Le Schmack. All right. So SmackDown, I always like SmackDown because it's condensed. It's like 2 hours and then I have an hour to play video games before I have to start winding down and going to bed. So it's always good, like Tuesdays. Raw doesn't give me that luxury because it ends at 11 and then I have some stuff to do and then, yeah, I don't have time. But for SmackDown, it was good, man. We got a pretty cool matchup. Mustafa Ali versus Daniel Bryan. Now, that came out of left field because they were advertising this match, like a first ever match. And people were like, well, really? What's this going to be? Who's going to face who? I've never, you know, what? Is it Shinsuke Nakamura versus Renee Young? Oh, I don't know. But no, we got Mustafa Ali versus Daniel Bryan, which is awesome for Mustafa Ali. And I think it's fantastic that the WWE was like, man, this guy's good. He has potential. Let's put him on the main roster and see how it goes. Man, great, great matchup with these guys. They put it all out there. Daniel Bryan was able to hang with him. I mean, Daniel Bryan's great too in the ring, so I'm not going to say it was like a struggle for him to keep up with him. But Mustafa Ali is a special breed. Now, but I have to say the commercial breaks were pretty poorly implemented though, because they were doing some pretty high spots, like the Spanish fly off the top rope, and putting commercial breaks during that period. And even to the point where they were doing commercials on the side, like the kind of when they do the split screens. And Daniel Bryan had him locked in the Yes Lock or the LaBelle Lock or the Fickle Lock, whatever they want to call it now. And he was literally locked in it for like a minute and a half during commercial breaks. Bleeding. Your nose is currently bleeding?
Yeah. Can you see it?
Well, I think you got to stop sniffing stuff, maybe.
Yeah, I opened a beer and my nose started bleeding.
What did you do? Did you pick it on the way to the bathroom?
I don't fucking know. It's bleeding like everywhere.
You know when you go pee, your nose shouldn't be involved in any shape or form, you know?
Jesus. Keep talking. I'm just going to get a Kleenex. Keep it going.
All right, folks. Cool. Awesome. So J-Bum's having a bit of a technical difficulty here. His nose is bleeding and dripping, folks. I don't know why. He doesn't seem to want to tell me why. He was probably picking it, I guess. I assume he was picking it, putting things up there. But, you know, I don't know, guys. I don't know. But, you know, when we were talking about Mustafa Ali and Daniel Bryan, I really enjoyed this match. I was excited going into it. I always like Mustafa Ali matches. I think he really cares about the industry and going out there and giving a good matchup. And this was no different. Mustafa Ali and Daniel Bryan. Now, for you, those of you who might be thinking, man, you went ahead and, you know, went on SmackDown. You had this chance to showcase Mustafa Ali and you made him lose or squashed him against Daniel Bryan. Well, I mean, I don't think anybody's thinking that. But if you're thinking that, then you're stupid because just having him on SmackDown, look at his social media. I'm pretty sure Mustafa Ali's pretty proud about the accomplishment of being on SmackDown Live, wrestling in a match with the WWE champion. They put on a good match. And even though he lost, I think it's beneficial for him. You know, I'd go out there and I would lose for Daniel Bryan on the main roster, no problem.
Fuck yeah.
So I think it's pretty cool to see him up there. I think they were gauging the reaction and thinking, hey, maybe this guy can be all right on the main roster. So, I don't know. I liked it. I was excited and happy for Mustafa Ali. So, awesome.
I don't know what just happened, but thank you for covering me for there. I got blood all over my hands. This is the craziest podcast ever. This is the craziest podcast. Was I that excited about Mustafa Ali and Daniel Bryan fighting?
Maybe so excited enough that you did some cocaine and your nose started bleeding.
Have you ever, you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother. You remember Randy? Randy would get a nosebleed every time he had an erection. So I'm just wondering, did I have an erection for Ali versus Brian? What the fuck is going on?
I used to have this girl that we used to go to grade school with.
I like how I said erection and you said you used to have this girl.
Well, that's a different story. But she used to basically have a nosebleed randomly whenever she, I guess, would cry.
Weird.
So, Yeah, so like she'd get upset, you kind of like make fun of her, you tease her, and she start crying, and her nose would bleed.
Who's this?
And I remember
name names.
You know who it is, so I don't really want to name names publicly right now.
Is there one for the tea?
Yeah, yeah, it actually does.
Does her last name?
If you actually know who, no. I don't. You know, I think you know who this is, but you, anyways, whatever. But regardless,
what the fuck? It won't stop bleeding. This is insane. You know what? When I was younger, I used to see people get nosebleeds, and I was always like, damn, I wish I would get a nosebleed because I would never get one. And then, like, all of a sudden, this winter, I don't know what's going on. My nostril, my right nostril, always bleeds.
Is it dry? Dry in your house, maybe?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But it's funny because you're like, yeah, I used to be jealous for nose. That used to be me for hiccups. I hadn't got hiccups seriously in like 5-6 years. And I was like, that looks fun. And then I had it for a minute, fun. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. You know, like, what?
Yeah, I'm kind of over the nosebleed, so I feel you, bro. I feel you.
All right. I like that you feel me. You feel me. But yeah, she used to get nosebleeds all the time. And I remember one time specifically being on the school bus, and she tucked her, I don't know, kids used to put their arms into their sleeves, so like their sleeves would be loose and their arms would be in their shirt. And they were like, they kind of went in. So she couldn't get her arms out of her shirt. They were stuck. And she was kind of like, it was like a turtleneck too. So it was a very complicated upper attire, I guess, for a child. And it was tight on all ends. And she couldn't get out. And she started crying. And her nose started bleeding. And I remember this to this day because it was so odd and disturbing. That like she was trapped in a turtleneck, crying. And then her nose started bleeding. And I was like, oh my God, this girl has just got so many problems.
Remember that Prozac song? Sucks to be you.
I know.
Oh my God, there's so much blood. Jesus Christ. I'm like a 16-year-old on prom night. This is insane.
Oh, well, we were just talking about Apollo and Sasha, so I don't know.
I don't think Sasha's a virgin.
All right. So we're going to move on. The rap battle. Did you listen to it? Did you check it out or did you not? Let me guess. You fast-forwarded it and then you rewinded it just to fast-forward it again.
I watched SmackDown during the intermission of the Boston Bruins game. If you miss a Boston Bruins game, guys, it was a hell of a treat. But no, I missed it.
Nobody cares about... I was going to say hockey, but then I was like, I care about hockey. So,
oh my God, I'm so bleedy. Okay.
Montreal's had a very good season so far, but then they lost 6-0 yesterday, so that was embarrassing.
7-1.
Was it 7-1 in the end?
7-1.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
But outside of that, they've been having a good season. So, yeah, you know what happens? There's blowouts. Is what it is. Considering the roster we have on paper, doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, so. All right. Rap battle.
Rap battle. Definitely not as good as the first. You know, there was no reference to Xavier Woods having sex with Paige this time.
Ooh, that's
but like I don't know. Dirty. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny Cesaro and Sheamus trying to be really lame and, you know, the old school rapping, Vanilla Ice and all that crap. But I don't know. I find the Usos are good. They can deliver great lines. I just feel like their timing of rhyming doesn't really cut it for me. Like, they don't rhyme well. I know they don't time their verses, and I'm being picky, I guess.
You know who was really good at rap?
Hello. It's me.
John Cena!
That's been a while since we played that one.
For sure. Well, it's been a while since we've seen him.
Yeah, oh, true.
But I know Usos are great. I liked it. They definitely won the competition. They have some great lines. I just think like they write them down on papers and they rhyme and then they recite it and it's just not timed well and it doesn't rhyme as well. That's it, though. I'm being a little bit of a nitpicker. It was all right. And then they all broke out and they wrestled and whatever. It wasn't. It really wasn't that great of a segment. It was a bit of a letdown. They are going to have a match this Sunday at TLC, and that is one of the matches I'm excited for. I think these guys will tear down the house. The only thing I will say, this match 100% should be a TLC tag team match, for sure. Triple threat, tag team, TLC match, hang those titles above the ring. I think it would have been fantastic. The things these guys could do, the spots they could do. I'm very disappointed and feeling like they've missed an opportunity here not making a TLC match.
They tend to do this, but in the defense of this year's TLC, we talked about this before we started recording, is that unlike Extreme Rules, most of the matches do have a stipulation on this card, and if there is a match that doesn't need it, like, yes, it would put it way over, but if there is three tag teams that can deliver, it's Bar, New Day, and Usos. So they'll still have good match, yeah.
But we've seen these guys in tag team matches, and I will be more than happy to watch them again in tag team matches, but I don't know, adding some kind of element. Remember the New Day versus the Usos in the Hell in the Cell?
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, exactly. You just almost came your pants when I mentioned it.
Was that in 2018?
I believe it was last year.
Damn, because I would put that for like match of the year candidate in the tag team division if it was 2018. We're going to have to go take a look at that.
It was late 2017 or it was 2018. I can't recall, but it was fantastic. Xavier Woods took a beating with those kendo sticks.
Such a beating.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And I think like having more matches like that, like what else? These guys got to do new things now, right? And, you know, I don't mind. I'll watch regular matches with them, but I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be pretty nice to have. And, yeah. I wouldn't say most of the matches are TLC matches. It's about half of them. But that's much, much, much improved from the Extreme Rules when it was like one or two matches that were, you know, extreme.
I agree. You know what else I liked about SmackDown, though? And I was going to mention it during AOP, is that there is a tag team that I enjoy more than the AOP. And they're the Vegas Boys.
Are they the same tag team, just different name?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be the brother, like the black and white brother that came out.
Yeah, it's just the same. Are they the exact same guys, or were they different? Like, I don't know. It seemed like they're the same guys with a different name. They just brought them to Vegas and called them the Vegas Boys.
I think that's what it is, and I think that they're in the new Ellsworth,
right,
of 2018. And that dude was wearing a Hart Foundation logo on his butt.
Yeah, he had the Bret Hart logo. Corey Graves called it out. It's pretty cool.
Fuck Corey Graves, but yeah, you know,
Bret screwed Bret.
I don't know where this angle's going. Semi has me interested. I like The Miz. He interests me. I don't know if he's kind of...
Does The Miz give you a semi? Is that what you're saying?
The Miz gives me a nothing. I'm not gay, so... I don't know what you're trying to get at there.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
The Miz is basically trying to be a tag team with Shane McMahon, which is odd because Shane isn't a wrestler, why are you wasting your time?
I like it.
I'm wondering where this is going. If this is leading to a match with Shane and Miz at WrestleMania,
I like it.
I'm not interested.
You know
it's a
what?
Waste of a match for me. It's a waste of a match for me.
Let's go back in the archives. Let's go way back. We're talking shit, dude. This might have been like episode 3 or 4. When you told me that you weren't interested in AJ Styles versus Shane O'Mac at WrestleMania, and it ended up being probably the match of the night. And it's not because of AJ Styles. Don't roll your fucking eyes at me.
Yeah, man. Come on. Tread carefully here.
Shane O'Mac in a singles match always fucking delivers. Yes, it was amazing because of AJ Styles.
But AJ Styles carried him through that match. Well, Shane wouldn't carry him. He didn't carry him. But he did most of the carrying.
No.
Shane hit some spots.
Shane O'Mac.
Did you watch the match? Okay. Watch, first of all, go back on your PVR, whatever you had that you didn't watch SmackDown. You forwarded through this match.
No,
I'm
Shane
sure
sucked.
Of it.
That reverse.
That was the worst performance he's ever had in the ring. Very possibly.
Yeah, but it was, you know, he's in jeans. and it was against the Vegas Boys.
Oh, he was in jeans, though. Like, come on, man. Like, it was terrible.
That was pretty
triangle
girl.
Hold
that
at the end was really
girl.
Bad, too. Like, oh, my God. It was awful. The whole thing was awful. Shane sweats so much. He's like, I don't know, man. I'm worried for him because he sweats so much and he's always red. It's like he's jacked now too, and it's like,
Shane O'Mac is the man. As much as he's annoying, he's the man. So
I don't mind having Shane O'Mac in a storyline. You know, having him with The Miz, I'm interested to see where this goes. I don't mind watching it play out. I just hope it doesn't drag on until WrestleMania. And I don't want to see, you need to have good combinations and people who complement each other at WrestleMania. And I think having Miz against Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, maybe you're finally going to have Shane win a match at WrestleMania. Maybe that's the point. I don't know. But the Miz, Shane McMahon, I don't really see it being too of an interesting match.
Oh, no.
Like, The Miz is a vanilla wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay. He's not amazing in the ring, but he's okay. He's more of a gimmicky match or a story match. Like if it was him and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, it would have been amazing. It would have been great. If it's Miz versus, I don't know, you know, like there can be matches you put him in where he could be a good heel. But I feel like they're developing this into a match that won't be as successful at WrestleMania. Maybe I'll be wrong. We'll see.
We're far
from it. But I know, but they're already starting to gear up, and we can kind of see where they're going.
But
so.
I say Miz and Shane win the tag team championships at WrestleMania. That's what I think. I don't think it'll be a 1v1, yeah.
If you put them in a match with, like, The New Day, The Bar, The Usos, The Miz and Shane, obviously we know they're going to win because they're the odd team out. Yeah. But that I could be down with that. That could be okay because you have other teams that everybody's complimenting each other. But if we get a one-on-one Miz versus Shane match at WrestleMania, I'm disappointed because we're going to WrestleMania. And I'm like, my eyes are glowing and I'm like, what are the matches we're going to see? And like Miz versus Shane, oh, really, man? Like I'm not super on board with that.
Well, you weren't super on board with AJ Styles versus Shane O'Mac, and it did deliver. So
it did deliver. I just don't think
AJ deserves better, blah, 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 blah. And he...
Well, I wouldn't say that. Match of the night. Okay. No,
it was
close
match of the
to
night.
Match of the night.
Everybody
close
said it was
match
of the
night.
Night. It was match.
It was pretty good.
It was match of the night. But the Vegas boys are dope. Miz and Shane, I'm cool with it. I'm down with it.
I thought it was cheesy though, where they go in the back and they're like, "Paige, where's our $5,000?"
I like that.
It was cheesy.
Paige is hot ass, man.
I don't like Paige.
I love her.
Unpopular opinion. Not a fan.
No, I hate her.
And I don't like her. I don't like... She looked really nice when she debuted.
But I think she looks nice again.
Oh, man. She needs to have like 20-30% less makeup. I know. Hate on me. Boo. I'm a woman hater. No, I'm not, guys. I just think women are beautiful naturally. And they can put on as much makeup as they want. They have the right to look and feel and whatever the way they want. I don't think Paige needs it. You look at her when she debuted, she had smaller lips, less makeup, and she was beautiful. Beautiful girl. And she still is very beautiful. I just don't feel like she needs to kick on the makeup and have the big like pants that, I don't know, she has like the mommy jean pants
I like
on.
It.
And it doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, I will never forgive Paige. I have a very hard time getting past having somebody ejaculate on the NXT championship.
She didn't ejaculate on it.
I don't care, man. I have no idea. If I was working for the WWE, if I was Triple H, if I was Vince McMahon, I would never give her a drawback if she had somebody fucking, especially Brad Maddox or whatever, whoever did it, coming on the NXT title. They think obviously were affected by it because they immediately threw out the title and gave them a new one and made a new women's championship title. And the fact that they're just like, no, it's okay. You had somebody come all over our title, all over the internet. We'll be making the GM of Raw. And I know we got to forgive her and she made mistakes. And I know. I get it. And I agree with that. But I personally, as a WWE fan, it's really strong and means a lot in my heart. I have a very hard time looking past her doing this to the title.
All right. So okay. Dez?
That's salt. I'm sorry.
Dez?
Pete, I'm sorry. Salty Dez came out here. So I'm sorry.
Salty, yeah. Dez. Take a look to your right behind you. You see that guy there on your wall?
Shawn Michaels.
That
yes.
Motherfucker ejaculated on plenty of belts.
I'm sure. Plenty of belts. I'm sure. I know. It's tough. You can make that argument. Like, oh, yeah, back in the day, you think Triple H? I'm sure Triple H put the title around his waist and Stephanie gave him a Hummer, you know, for sure. Probably. Shawn Michaels probably was doing a girl in the butt while having the title. Like, you know, I don't know. But, like, you're right. But she was stupid enough to get caught, and I don't like it. I maybe would not like Shawn Michaels as much if he did it. I'm honest with you. I don't like the fact of that. It really bothers me. It really bothers me.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Now, I will say, you know, if I was a superstar and I won the championship, I'd probably, like, wear it to bed or have sex with it or something. But I don't think I would let anything touch it. I wouldn't. I know a lot of guys out there like, bullshit. Bullshit. I wouldn't. I would not let my semen land on that belt. This is Talkamania, guys.
For those listening for the first time to this episode, between the nosebleeds and the semen talk, we're usually a little bit more on point.
So, a lot of bodily fluids today.
Yeah, lots.
Hey. One of the biggest mottos for Talkamania, we love Rusev Day. It's no joke. J-Bomb, myself, we both have Rusev Day t-shirts. We're huge Rusev Day fans. We make love every Rusev Day.
I'd love to put my semen on Lana.
Okay, sure. And this week we saw the feud continue between Rusev and Nakamura.
Ooh.
So we saw Rusev and Jeff Hardy. So Rusev is clearly a face. Tag against Samoa Joe, which I like seeing. I actually was refreshing. I was like, oh, Samoa Joe's Nakamura's partner. And I was like, oh, I actually was excited to see Joe wrestle. It's funny because I always thought Joe was kind of boring and like, you know, his he didn't do it for me. But like, I don't know. Like, I'm actually kind of becoming more of a Joe fan. So I know. I don't know what to tell you, man. And this week we saw Rusev. He picked up a win. It looked like Nakamura was going to go for the Kinshasa. And then Rusev hit him with the Machka kick and beat him, pin him. So I don't know what this means. Well, we obviously know it's leading towards a U.S. title match. I really hope it's not like TLC pre-show match, U.S. title match. You know, like,
oh, for sure that's what it is.
Because I feel like that I feel like if that's the case, Rusev won't win the title. However, I also feel like that title is in such dire need of being rescued that it's quite possible that maybe they will do it on a pre-show match because, you know, they never do it on, they never do title exchanges on pre-shows matches usually
do it on
anyways.
SmackDown. Do it on SmackDown.
Maybe next week they could do it. Yeah, maybe. I mean, because I like Nakamura. I really do. We talked about this last week too. And like, he's not living up to the expectations. And a lot of it has to do with booking and not having him on screen. And, you know, I don't know, man. It's complicated. But I feel like that title needs a resurgence. I feel like Rusev needs a resurgence. And I feel like this is the time to do it. So I really hope that Rusev wins the U.S. title sooner than later. And we get to see more Rusev Day. Maybe having Aiden come back shortly after. And having a quick title, program with Aiden. Obviously, Aiden probably won't win. But it would be still cool to see them kind of mix it up. Having Lana in the corner. You know, honestly, I loved the whole Rusev Day, Lana, Aiden, love triangle thing going on.
It's dead.
Why did they get rid of this?
We have to let go. We have to let go. We have to let go.
I don't want to let go.
We got to let go. And we got to move on. We got to talk Charlotte. We got to talk Becky Lynch. And we got to talk Asuka. We got to talk about it. Because this is the biggest thing going into TLC. It's the biggest thing.
I think it is. I think a lot of people are excited. The women's division has been on fire.
And
it's pretty cool to see Asuka. We talked about it only like a week or two ago that like, rest in peace, Asuka. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
But they've managed to somehow pick up the pieces, put her on the right track, build up some momentum heading into TLC. So this week we got Charlotte Flair versus Asuka on SmackDown in a WrestleMania rematch. I was pretty excited. But then I read into things a lot, and I'm like, they're not promoting this match too much. It's the main event. They haven't talked too much about it. So why aren't they hyping this up? So then I was like, okay, well, Asuka's going to beat Charlotte because, you know, she kind of not owes her the pin, but they, you know, they want to have that. They want to even it out a little bit. And that's maybe why they're not promoting it enough, because Asuka's going to just kind of like quietly take a win over Charlotte. And I was like, okay, well, fair enough. We saw Asuka in the figure four lock a few times, and Asuka putting Charlotte in the Kikina clutch, or the sleeper hold, or whatever you want to call it, quite a few times.
The Asuka lock.
She did that moonsault off the top rope, and then like it was funny if you watch the gif back of it. She does that move off the top rope, and then Asuka gets her legs up, and then Charlotte kind of like jumps and turns into position. It kind of looked a bit like it looked cheesy, but it also kind of was cool. And she got locked on the chokehold. And I really thought she was going to win this match. I really thought. I was like, hey, man, Becky's outside. They'll find some way to put a footnote on this. Like, one, but Becky distracted or something. But no, Asuka still hasn't picked up that win over Charlotte.
She beat her.
Yet, we have Sonya Deville.
She beat her.
She beat her by DQ. Or she beat her by, yeah, she, yeah, well, I don't know, man.
It's a win.
We have Sonya Deville, who can pick up a win over them. You know, we have Carmella who can pick up a win over Charlotte, but for some reason they're just not giving it to Asuka, which is like, dude,
they should have given it.
They should have given her that win. So there's two facets to this. A lot of people are like telling, had messaged us back on social media, and I've been seeing people saying, "Hey, well, who ended off SmackDown? Charlotte. She beat. Asuka. She beat the tar out of both of them with that kendo stick." Which I'm going to tell you before we get to that. The point I'm making. The ending with the kendo stick, man, Charlotte goes to work. She takes that stick and she goes nuts with it. She just starts smacking the hell out of people with it. And then Becky got hit. And then Oscar got a hold of it and took it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
She pretty much was like, shut the fuck up, bitches. I do my shit. And she said, I've had enough of this.
She's a full ninja.
And yet, oh man, she was just like, not. I wouldn't say she was recklessly just smacking them both with that. I would say Becky was a bit of a pro to put herself on the announce table like that in a good position to just take some good hits. But then Asuka was just like hitting Charlotte on her legs, on her ankles, on her neck, on her arms. It was just all over the place. It was cool to see Asuka take a couple shots as well, too. I'm super excited for this match. I want to see what happens. I want to see the bumps. I want to see them all take a beating. I want to see them all lay a beating. So really excited. And a lot of people are saying, well, Asuka was standing tall. So based on a WWE recipe, there's no way she's going to win this match.
Of course not. Of course she's not going to win. But we have the three best female wrestlers in the business. Sorry, in WWE. And this is going to make this pay-per-view. So I'm super excited.
Depends where they put it on in the pay-per-view. I can't see this main eventing. I would like to see it main eventing. I think it'll be on the higher end of the card. But yeah, it's exciting. But the one thing that gives me a bit of hope is you never know with a WWE. Sometimes they can pull the swerve.
I can see the main eventing this. There's no Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but we have Ronda Rousey, so.
No, there's no way Ronda versus Nia is main event. There's no
way. Oh, yeah?
No, there's no way.
Oh, you'd be surprised, my friend. You'd be surprised. Oh, yeah, you don't think so, eh?
No way.
You'd be surprised.
No way.
We'll see.
No way.
And we see Asuka not picking up the win. So, for me, I really felt like Asuka was going to win this match against Charlotte on SmackDown. It was kind of a no-brainer. I was like, okay, well, they're going to make Asuka. And I was almost kind of like, ugh. That they're going to get Asuka the win. They're going to give her the win going to pay-per-view. Make people think, maybe Asuka can win. And then they're going to have her lose. But she didn't. She won by DQ. And then she dominated at the end. So I'm confused a little bit.
She walked out the winner. She walked out the winner.
She did walk out the winner. But then why didn't they give her the win this week? You know? So maybe there's a small part of me that's holding on to the hope that, like, maybe she will actually win this match.
No,
I don't
know. No chance.
I know.
Becky. We got to talk predictions, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our TLC predictions. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
I feel like we should have had something there. I don't know.
What do I have? I got nothing. All right.
Well, no, next year we're going to have the TLC sound bites all lined up, folks.
Oh, Teal, I get it now. I didn't pick up on that one. Well done.
Do you feel unpretty? You feel unpretty too?
I feel a bit unpretty, but I ain't no scrub, so.
All right. Well, I'm going to scrub your ass at these predictions, that's for sure.
Whoa. What?
Well, you know how it is, man. I got a pretty good track record. I will scrub your ass. I just hope that there's also not blood coming out of that hole, so.
All right, we get to it now. So first match on the card, we got recently announced Buddy Murphy, the newer Cruiserweight champion,
yep,
against Mr. Cedric Alexander, the forever Cruiserweight champion.
So I'm excited for this match. I think it's going to be cool. I think they should have, obviously it's going to be a pre-card match. Rightfully so. I think it's a good way to kind of get the fans excited and pumped. I know you've been watching a little bit more Buddy Murphy's matches, I hope you're getting on the Murphy bandwagon. Who do you think takes this match, my friend J-Bomb?
Buddy Murphy. Because he bangs the looks of bliss.
Does he still? I mean, I so mysterious. Like, do any of you guys know if he does or not?
They're engaged.
I mean, I know they were together. They're engaged, yep, on Total Divas 4 seasons ago.
2 seasons ago. Total Divas is awesome. Buddy Murphy over Cedric Alexander. Not much more to say.
Cool. I agree. I don't think they're going to take the title off Buddy Murphy yet. I think he can wrestle in the Cruiserweight division, and he's also super jacked, which McMahon jerks off to. So I think it's, you know, no-brainer there. All right. So you're talking about the mixed match challenge. What do you want? What do you want? Why are you interrupting me?
I will say that I'm very happy about this final mixed match challenge showdown. Fabulous Truth versus Mahalisha. And the reason why is that the Mix Max Challenge is there for a reason, and it is fulfilling that reason. We don't have the unbeaten streak of Asuka to deal with like we did last year. So this is just perfect. It is giving opportunity to superstars that don't have other storylines going. It is filling a hole. Yeah, I said it. It is filling a hole. And either way this goes, I'm a happy camper.
Cool. And I'm excited for this match too. I like the mixed match challenge. I felt it was too drawn out. I think it started like 3 months ago. It was ridiculous. And they've changed people up so much. At least from what I see here, most of the people are like, I guess, teams that were together from the start. We saw Fabulous Truth, who 100% is going to win this match, first of all. 100%.
Like, I hope they're not. I want to see Mahal win.
They're so invested in this dance break. And it's pretty good, these two guys, and they are interesting, and they're funny, and they add comic relief. You do know the stipulation involved, right?
Yeah, number 30.
Number 30 in the Royal Rumble, in each respective Royal Rumble.
Yeah. It's kind of stupid.
Well, yeah, so you're either going to get, you know, you're going to get Carmella in at 30 and R-Truth in at 30, or Jinder at 30, or Alicia at 30. So,
that's,
I mean,
so
you know,
stupid. That's such a
you just,
dumb
all thing. It means is number 30 is not winning the Royal Rumble.
It, exactly. And 30 is like sacred. 30 is sacred. So
30 is usually like a big surprise, you know? Like, yeah. Oh my God, it's The Rock! Who's actually rumored. Rock was actually rumored to win the Royal Rumble this year and go up against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Imagine that. We would have seen that at WrestleMania.
Whatever. Whatever. Who do you
But got? I also don't like the fact of like having all these people work all year, the superstars. And then bringing back a celebrity, like a big guy, to win the Royal Rumble and be like, you know, they should give it to like Seth Rollins. You kicked ass this year. We're gonna make you win the Rumble. Like, I think Rollins should win the Rumble this year, is at least off, you know, my opinion or well, whatever. I don't know if that matters.
Before we announce who we're gonna pick, we're gonna take another piss break.
This guy,
beer.
Really, man? We have like 5 minutes left. You can't wait. This guy. You believe this guy? He's abandoned us twice during this recording. Twice. Not once. Not twice. Is this twice or three times? He had a nosebleed too. So this is the third time he's abandoned us. This is why I want to get rid of this guy. I tell you, man. He plays every time he plays the I Quit Kevin Owens. I'm like, man. I wish that was you, mother. Yeah. Lots of listeners out there. Lots of talkomaniacs who might like to apply. You got Pedopolis. You got Jason Bradwell. Come on, Talkomania, talk some shit with us. We'd like it. I gotta deal with this guy. It's not very fun. Anyways, TLC shaping up to be a pretty good pay-per-view. This Mixed Mass Challenge, right? We've been talking about this. Fabulous Truth, Mahalisha. Fabulous Truth's been coming out. They've been doing their dancing during SmackDown. Mahalisha's been doing their shiz during Raw. And they're gonna be facing off for the number 30 spots in their respective Royal Rumble matches. J-Bomb, you're back now.
Yep.
Who you got?
Mahalisha.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Mahalisha, just because Jinder Mahal's the shit. He's the shit.
Oh, my God.
He's the shit dreams are made of. And
you're delusional and start watching Raw and SmackDown every week. That's my tips to you.
You know
it
what?
It is going to be the Fabulous Truth dance break.
Look at my fanny.
Want to do a dance break?
Oh yeah.
Let's do it.
And I can't get over.
Oh.
I still can't get over.
And I say next week for the recording, we add a dance off or dance break soundbite.
Why?
Let's do it, man. Why don't we have that? Why do we not have that already?
We have this.
Dude, you're our sound guy, and we're living off the same sound week after week. I'm just happy. I am just happy that you've not played Drink Bitch yet this week, or played Drink Bitch.
Oh,
please
did.
Do not play it now.
I did.
Do not play it. Do not touch it. Don't touch it. Don't.
I did.
Drink Bitch.
And it's
the second time.
I guess I just try to tune it out now.
How cool would it have been, though, if number 30 was
Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta.
Amazing. Dun. Yeah, I think it'd be great. Dun. I don't even like him. But I think it would be the great way to go. But then you don't want him winning the Royal Rumble.
Winning the Royal Rumble would be okay.
Yeah, I think considering, for sure. Yeah. But I don't think he'll be ready to come back by then. I still think he'll beat WrestleMania. I know it's quite a bold prediction, but I think he'll be at WrestleMania.
Hopefully. Hopefully he'll be there.
Hey, do you know something? You're dumb. All right, let's move on. Orton versus Mysterio. It's a chairs match now. Chairs match. These are kind of weird matches because, like, what are they going to do? Just smack with a chair, do the chair on the throat thing, put them around their neck. It's so funny because you always see a match right on Raw and, like, he'll be hit with a chair and he'll be beaten. But then, like, in these TLC matches, a person will be hit with a chair, like, 20 times and they'll kick out.
Yeah. I kind of don't give a shit about this match, to be honest. Rey Mysterio has been
I'm not a huge... I really don't enjoy most matches Orton's in. I find him kind of boring. I find his promos have gotten really good. And I'm like, it's weird because I'm not going to sit here and say Orton's terrible. Because he's not. But I'm not an Orton guy. And it really depends.
I don't hate him. I like him better as a heel, so I'm not hating it.
It depends who he wrestles. I like Mysterio, but Mysterio does half the stuff he used to do because he's getting older, which I completely understand. I wouldn't be doing it either. But I don't know. I don't know, man. Randy Orton's in all these like feuds from the past, you know, with Jeff Hardy. You know, and it's like those guys wrestled a bunch. Now is it gonna be him and Mysterio for a bunch? And they're gonna I don't know. This is like for me one of the least appealing on the card, and we've been looking the past few weeks. Orton's really been getting the upper hand on Mysterio. Even this week on SmackDown, when Mysterio pulled out the chair, laid into Orton a little bit, he hit the 619, but was not able to hit the splash at the end. And I have to think that they're going to throw Mysterio a bone finally, because he's been doing a lot of jobs for people and putting newer talent over, or just talent over. I have to think that Mysterio is going to win this match. And then Orton's probably going to be pissed after and, like, beat down Mysterio or something. I'm not sure. I don't know. Orton could easily win it, too. It's a tougher one to call. But I'd like to think that based on the recipe and based on what kind of should go down, give Mysterio a win over Orton, man. Let's do it, Mysterio.
You're going to pick Mysterio?
Yes,
that's your pick?
Sir.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a dirty-ass win by Orton. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
He'll just, like, hit him with the chair, like, 20 times and pin him or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Rip off his mask.
RKO in the chair, maybe? Yeah, maybe an RKO in the chair. You know, who knows?
I don't see how it's plausible for him not to win it. So.
I think it will be Orton, but like I think it should be Mysterio, and I want him to be Mysterio, so I'm going more with that.
I'm going to stick with Orton.
Okay, cool. Good shit. All right, we talked a lot about our passion for the SmackDown Tag Team Division. We like The Bar. We like The New Day. We like The Usos. And they're pretty much the only lifeline of the tag team division on any roster or any show. But yeah, this is going to be a cool match. I'm excited for it. I always like when these guys face off and they do deliver time and time again. And this time I was hoping it would be in a TLC match. I hope they do some swerve where it's like, suddenly this is a TLC match. But, you know, they won't. I'll be disappointed. But the match itself should be exciting. This is a hard one to call because you got three teams who are great, and any one of them could win the tag team title. Do they want to pass them around again? Do they want to make the New Day, you know, six-time tag team champions? Do they want to make the Usos, you know, X amount? I don't know what number they're at. What do they want to do here?
They would be six as well, I think.
What do you think, my friend?
Bar.
I gotta go back. You're not my friend. Let's go back. You're not my friend at all. So who do you think is going to win this match?
Well, first, fuck you. But The bar.
Yeah. I'd have to think they're going to keep these titles. They just got them not too long ago. I find The Bar is probably the more... I don't really want to... I'm a huge Cesaro fan, right? And I think he can do amazing things in the ring. But they're the least entertaining of the three groups, I would say.
Meh, I like him.
Cesaro's a bit of a wet blanket. He's not... Other than he's a meat and potato guy.
Yeah, I like it. I like meat and potatoes. Who doesn't fucking like meat and potatoes?
What meat are we talking about here? Like dry, like pork? Or are
stewed
we talking
beef.
About like...
Stewed beef.
Ooh, stewed beef's good.
Stewed beef's good.
Fuck, man. I'm hungry. You know what's funny right now? I'm not hungry, too. It's actually amazing. My wife is finishing up curry downstairs. It's going to be so good. Oh,
Dude, it's she's like 10 o'clock. How are you eating curry at 10 o'clock?
Because I work late because my job sucks the life out of me, and then I got to come and record with this jackass named J-Bomb.
Your poor butthole tomorrow. Your poor butthole. Who do you got? Who do you got?
Whatever, man. You know, I hate you. You go to hell. Bah humbug. You know who's going to win this match?
You don't
man.
Know.
I feel like they could do a tag team title change, but yeah, the bar's going like, to retain the titles.
All right. The bar. Hey, we skipped over Natty versus Ruby Riott.
We didn't skip over anything. You're just reading off a sheet. We can go in any order you want,
all right,
bitch.
Go then. Who do you want? Fuck you.
Stop exposing our weaknesses.
This podcast has been a weakness.
Hit that Kevin Owens button.
I quit.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know which Kevin Owens chant? Damn it, I fucked it up. I want to see him in WrestleMania.
We will, 100%, no doubt. I'm not worried about that. I love Kevin Owens. I can't wait to see him come back. I hope he makes a big comeback. I hope he makes a big impact. And yeah, man. I don't know. I think he'll be good around WrestleMania season. So I guess maybe no Royal Rumble, or maybe he'll come back and be able to be in the Royal Rumble, but I don't see him winning it. So I don't know. Maybe put him in a match against Sammy and be like, Sammy, you left and you made me get injured because of my knees and you weren't there to protect me and I want to fight you. I know he wants to fight Balor at WrestleMania too, but you know, we'll see. That's coming up down the line. And follow us for our WrestleMania prediction show because that's when we'll talk about it. Going back to what matters, J-Bomb, getting us off topic. Elias, Lashley. I'm not even going to do Natty Ruby Riott. We're going to say that for last. Or we're going to actually not say for last, but later on, because it's not the best match. But I just want to bug you. Elias, Lashley, the man who bends over and shows you his bum, yeah. Bobby Lashley.
Elias,
what do you think,
winning
man?
This. Elias has not had a pay-per-view match in forever. Elias is winning this match.
He needs to win this match.
He will.
Needs to win
he can
this
and
match.
He will.
I think so, too. I'm going to give this one to Elias. I think he's been fantastic in terms of what he's needed to do since he joined the main roster. He's gone out there every day and really worked hard, honed his craft. It took him almost 2 years to learn how to play the guitar properly. Let's go back and listen when he first started, guys. Like, I'm surprised. A guy with a guitar gimmick, they really should have been like, you are doing lessons 24 hours a day until you're amazing. And he's getting better, but he's, I don't know, like, he doesn't shred it. He doesn't shred it yet for me, guys. But he's getting better. Now he's able to play those like guitar melodies and solos before his promo starts, and they're getting better, and it's cool. I'm glad to see that. And the fans are liking it. And he's more entertaining.
What does
like
this have
that.
To do with TLC, Dez?
Can you let me be a promoter here? I'm promoting the match. I'm making the podcast exciting. What do you get? Two blood noses and piss and shit yourself and have to go to the bathroom, you know, during the podcast. So what do you
I've
want me to say?
Three beers.
I'm trying. I am trying here to put together the pieces because you are just letting it fall apart because you are such a terrible person.
What does it have to do with TLC?
I think you need to show me some TLC, buddy. All I'm saying is I like what Elias is doing. I like the work he's putting in. It's paying off. He's making people notice him. And I am now one who walks with Elias. And he's going to win the match.
Elias. I don't.
It's a ladder match, too. And on the top of the ladder, there will be a guitar.
What? Will it be a guitar?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, man. Ladder match with a guitar.
No.
Yeah, man.
What, winner gets a guitar?
Winner gets to smash it on the other guy's back.
Is that legitimately what's happening?
Yeah. You know what? It's probably going to be like something stupid like Elias wins and then like the little guy
has
ends
ukulele.
Up coming in. Yeah. Oh my God. Hire this. I take everything I just said back about you. This is, yes. Yes. Sign me up for the ukulele. I love it. Oh my God. Oh.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
J-Bomb.
Oh, my.
J-Bomb for the win. Okay,
that was
let's
pretty
get
good.
This.
Imagine that. Oh, and if you could play it, would be the best.
All right. Balor versus McIntyre.
So a lot of people are wondering if this match will even happen because Balor has gone home with a virus. He's not
AIDS.
Doing well, but
AIDS.
Maybe he will do well.
AIDS.
It's the HIV.
They have.
And I don't know. I guess this match will happen. They also could do the flip side, and if Balor doesn't show up, he'll be like, oh, Balor didn't show up, and I'm the winner. And then Ziggler can come out, and they'll be like McIntyre Ziggler 3.
Are they going to be like...
I like that. You're making points back. You're coming back. It's good. I might like you a little bit now. And Balor will be subbed in by Ziggler, is my guess. If Balor's not good to go, we'll get McIntyre versus Ziggler 3, and I hope it delivers. It'll be a good
match,
I think.
Okay, so who wins? Balor, McIntyre, or Ziggler?
McIntyre's going to win, okay. Regardless.
I'm in with the Mac. Return of the Mac.
The Mac. Yeah. Return of the Mac.
All right. Is Strowman going to be there?
I think they've kind of left it open because they don't even know.
So Strowman versus Corbin.
I think Strowman's going to show up. They advertised him 2 weeks ago, I think, to be on Raw, and then like he just didn't show up. They didn't mention it. They pretend it never happened. It's been 2 weeks, so I'm sure he's had more time to heal. I'm fairly certain Corbin's going to go out to the ring, and this is like 100%. We all know this is what's going to happen. Corbin's going to go out for his match. His music's going to play. He's going to sit there. Braun Strowman's music might hit, or maybe not, but then he's going to take the mic and be like, well, we all know, you know, Braun Strowman's not going to show up. He's not going to be here. So go ahead and announce me as the new permanent, you know, general manager of Raw. And then Strowman's going to come out and he's going to squash him. He will squash him. This match will not be long. And the only thing I'm excited about for this match is it's cool. We got to see Braun Strowman come back. Awesome. He'll lay into Baron Corbin. But I'm excited because he'll be out on Raw. That's it. He will not be in power on Raw anymore. So what happens? That makes me excited to turn into Raw. Maybe they're going to give all the power to Alexa Bliss. Maybe they're going to announce a new GM. Like, who knows? So at least that kind of has a big impact on our weekly episodic adventures with Monday Night Raw, right? So I'm excited for that. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be Braun Strowman.
I don't know.
You have to remember.
If Braun Strowman's there, it's Braun Strowman. Yes.
If Braun Strowman wins, he also fights Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble for the championship. That match will happen.
Yeah, probably. No. I'm not really interested in that match. Not at all. Who cares?
Dude. Hello? Oh, you just stopped talking? Is that what happened?
You didn't hear me?
You didn't give your prediction ever.
I said Strowman if he's there, and Corbin if he's not.
That's not an answer, man. Well, that is like playing it safe as safe can be.
Okay, Strowman.
Okay, thank you. Strowman. Thank you. Put a little effort into that. I know you look at the clock, and you're like, I got to put my kids to bed, and I want to go masturbate before I have to go to bed. But like, come on, man. Like, let's 10 finish
o'clock.
This shit.
My kids are in bed.
Let's go 100%. Let's go 100% through this, man. Give your effort.
I know. I'm actually working at the same time. I feel really bad for this. But no, I'll pick Braun Strowman. That's for sure.
You can edit it at that soundbite if you prefer.
Braun Strowman.
So we were having a debate earlier on the main event, and we're going to hit this match now, even though it's not, people might say it might be the main event, but let's not make it the main event in our choices for predictions. Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's title. We've seen a pretty big build-up and feud, Nia Jax going up and yelling once during her promo each time. She just needs to just scream and kind of, relax, woman, you know, like it kind of... I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. But I guess that's what they're aiming for with her. You know, she's going out. She's doing her job. But Ronda Rousey, you know, we don't know what the road to WrestleMania looks like. It's starting to shape up. Do you think Nia Jax will be part of that mix? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Nia Jax, she has Tamina in her corner. Ronda Rousey, I don't know if she'll have anybody in her corner. She seems to be running it solo, kind of with Ember. I don't know if she'll be involved. Ember's not in the card, so maybe. What do you think?
I think it's pretty straightforward, man. I mean, Ronda Rousey is not going to lose to Nia Jax. If they do, it's a huge mistake. Ronda Rousey is going to just—it's going to get her ass kicked for a while, and then she's just going to make Nia Jax tap out. Simple as that.
You are right. You are a man who knows your stuff, for sure, man. 100%. It's going to be what we think it is. We all know it's going to be Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey. Her punch isn't going to mean nothing. She's been playing a heel role, trying to build up this feud. And she's been doing all right. I think for Nia Jax having to go out there being like, woman, she probably feels bad about knocking out Becky. I'm sure she did. But they're like, roll with it. Go out there and use your fist as a weapon and be a heel. And she's doing an okay job. I hate her, which is, you know, obviously doing something. So, you know, she's going to lose. She'll tap out or be beaten by Ronda Rousey. And she's more or less just kind of like buying time on her road to WrestleMania. So it's more like, let's make her more credible. Let's have her defend against people. She wrestled Nia Jax at Money in the Bank. It's not much different now. And except that Nia's not crying this time, I guess. But yes, you're going to have Ronda Rousey. She will be your winner of the Raw Women's Championship. And she will move on, hopefully, to bigger and better things. I hope it is not going to be a prolonged feud with Nia Jax.
I think she'll be on to better things. I don't know if she'll be on to bigger things.
I will not lie and say a bigger joke did not pass by my mind when I said that. So you did the dirty work. All right, J-Bomb, I got a question for you. Are you part of the Yes Movement, or are you fickle?
The Yes Movement is fucking dead. And I'm a fickle guy. And Daniel Bryan's going to retain. 100.
Yeah, definitely. Look at AJ Styles. I mean, like, he's been there. Well, he was there, like, every week as your champion. But, like, since he lost that title, he's been part-time AJ Styles. Face it. He does backstage promos, yes. Doesn't wrestle as much. Not as much live events. So, I mean, look, let's face it. He's, like, 39 or 40 years old now. So, AJ Styles is fantastic. He's mobile. He can put on great matches. But let's not kill him. Let's not, you know, speed up the mileage on him. Let's let him put on matches for longer if he wrestles less. And I'm down with that. But yeah, he definitely hasn't been involved enough and been on TV enough for me to think that he's going to take the title back. I think they obviously took it off of him for a reason too. Like, let's switch things up.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan. WWE 2K19 sucked.
Yeah, that's so well. Oh, yeah. I think it went and dropped down to like $29 or whatever on Boxing Day. It's like, that's how much
Black
it already
Friday,
sucked,
so. Bro.
Yeah, Black Friday. We're going into Boxing Day, right? Maybe it'll be $10 at that point.
Free.
But I digress. I will say that, you know, AJ Styles will not win the championship. He hasn't been around enough. It seems like they're on Daniel Bryan's path now. I'm curious to see where Daniel Bryan ends up going into WrestleMania. I feel like he'll be holding on to it maybe until then. What's in the pipeline for him? But yeah, Daniel Bryan, man, he's going to retain, and then he's going to eat some asparagus.
He's going to like it, and he's going to grow it.
No pesticides.
That's it. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, IC title match. It's not a TLC.
Seen this match before.
Where have we seen it before? Yeah. Who do you got?
I think Dean Ambrose will win this match. I think he needs to win it. I think he needs titles to stay afloat. Whoa. It's kind of like holding onto a piece of board and it's floating. He needs those titles to kind of keep himself going. Yeah, I do feel that way. And I don't know, and I'm not like knocking him. I think he has the abilities to be a good worker and to cut good promos. A lot of it's booking. I mean, we see Raw with the worst ratings now. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the booking and the writing. But I feel like it's time for Seth Rollins to move on to bigger and better things. I think there's a time you can pull him back later on and he can be the IC champion again and again and again. But I think it's a good time to put him into the title picture. Roman Reigns is out right now. I think people love Rollins. And I think putting him in the title picture could be a good thing. Maybe having him win the Royal Rumble, going up against Brock Lesnar. I know he's not the biggest guy, but it's believable that Rollins could possibly pull it off somehow.
Yeah, I agree.
So I would like to see that. And to me, it would make sense for Ambrose to win the title. I know it'll end up being like Seth Rollins versus Ambrose for the next few months for the IC title, which is like, ugh, let's fast forward a bit. But yeah, I feel it's going to be Dean Ambrose who takes this title.
Well, you know what? You changed my mind because I had Seth Rollins going into this, and now that you've talked, I'll agree with you. Dean Ambrose, just because Seth is going to go on to bigger and better things. That's it.
So you're saying I can convince you of anything or things or whatever? Or
what are you talking about?
All right, cool. So we should wrap this up so we can Talk about, okay, cool. So for our main event, Talkamania's main event, because if you're stupid and you haven't listened to Talkamania, we love Becky, we love Charlotte, we love what's going on, we love Asuka. I mean, I love Asuka, so I'm just a little bit though, just a little bit.
Yeah.
So Becky, Charlotte, Asuka. I want to ask you a question, J Bum.
What's that?
So Becky, when she kind of turned on Charlotte. And she kind of went on this kind of tear, and then she came out and she got her face busted open, kept fighting. People were like, "Oh my God, Becky!" Her WrestleMania or her Royal Rumble meet and greet sold out. What, like 90 minutes? I think it was 60 or 90 minutes. It was ridiculous. So she's really popular. But I feel like, you know, they've missed weeks of having her on commentary during matches when they could have had her there. I mean, like even this week as well too, she's kind of on the sideline, didn't really get involved in the match until after the fact. Kind of didn't really get too much offense after the match. Got a beat down. And do you feel like maybe they aren't really taking advantage of her? Like, if there's a Stone Cold, for instance, he would be coming out and kicking ass every week, drinking beer every week. And I guess, metaphorically, I feel like Becky's not drinking beer every week.
I think they would have been better off with her not being beside commentary and her just coming down at the end of the match and just beating the shit out of both of them with the kendo stick and ending it. That would have been better.
Oh, yeah. More points, man. That's great. Yeah. I think that's good, too. I would have liked that. Having her come down, you know, walk down, just straight up, point A to point B, which is a kendo stick, to point C, which is just like hitting them, you know? So I think that would have been that.
You know, point A being Asuka, point C being Charlotte, and point B being Becky Lynch.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy
ABCs,
tonight, man.
The ABCs. But I will pick Becky to win this match. I will.
It's tough. This is a match where WWE could totally pull an audible, and I'm not just being biased here. They could just be like, let's put on an Asuka. We missed the chance. Let's do it now. We can have Becky and Charlotte be like, what? You cost me the title. You cost me the title. And then have them do some side thing. Asuka can hold the title until like Royal Rumble or something, or maybe a bit later. What are we building up to? Because we feel like we're going to have Becky versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. That's kind of what the general feel is. And if they go with that, will it be a champion versus champion match? Seems like it might not make sense. Do they want to do Charlotte versus Asuka 2, which seems like a lame choice, but they might do it because people liked that match last year. So, man.
Well, if they do give it to Asuka, then Becky and Charlotte can end the Rumble, the two of them, and then Becky wins, and then she challenges Ronda at WrestleMania. Or they can have Charlotte win the title at TLC and still do the Becky winning the Royal Rumble and facing Ronda Rousey. So now that you mentioned Becky versus Ronda, Becky versus Ronda at WrestleMania, maybe Becky doesn't win this.
But I have to think about the recipes. We talked about this earlier, right? Oh, Asuka didn't, she won the match. She ended up beating both of them like tar, like back and forth with that kendo stick like crazy at the end. It was awesome. I loved watching it. And she ended up on top. So clearly, going into a pay-per-view, if that person's on top, they're not going to be the one that wins. It made them look strong. So you think, yeah, maybe it could be Charlotte. We know the WWE is trying to give her multiple title wins to up her 100-time champion. You know, she will be untouchable in terms of the reign she has by the time she retires. Well, maybe. I don't know. They pass that title around quite a lot. We'll see. But I don't know. At the same time, you know, Asuka didn't get that pin, and I feel like she would have got that tap out, or that, because they could have easily given the tap out or pin to Asuka. It wouldn't have hurt Charlotte. It would have been fine. She lost to Sonya Deville the week before. It's fine. But they didn't. So I'm like, oh, they didn't give her the win. So a small glimpse of hope in my heart was like, oh my God, they didn't give Asuka the win there. Maybe they're going to give her the win at TLC. But then she stood tall at the end. And that's another recipe where it's like, oh, well, the person who stands tall is usually not the person who wins. And who took the biggest beating? And who had the least offense? And who had the least impact? No, Becky. Oh. Becky didn't have much impact on that match. She didn't say much, and she threw Charlotte and then got beat down on the table. She had the least kind of, I guess, involvement. So, I don't know, man. Becky winning this title, maybe it is a possibility. This is a really hard one to call, because it easily could go either way. They definitely could give Charlotte a new title run. They could give Asuka a chance. They could give it to Becky to have her continue forward. We've talked about Becky facing Rousey at WrestleMania, the potential there. They can't both be champion, and if they do, it's kind of a waste, but it also could get more eyes on the match. There's so many possibilities here.
So who do you got?
Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, or Asuka?
Yeah, we know that. I'm gonna go with Charlotte then. Fuck it, Charlotte.
Yeah, you think Charlotte, and then Becky's just gonna kind of go on. They're gonna feud maybe a little bit afterwards. The Royal Rumble scenario you painted.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay, screw this, man. Screw this. Just because I am such a big fan and I love her, I talk about her. Asuka, man, she's gonna win this title.
Ooh,
she will be your SmackDown Women's Champion after TLC. And you know what, guys? If you're not down with that, you know what? Desbino's got two words for you, boy.
Suck it!
So there we have it. Our TLC predictions in the bag.
You sound like you're an old man with your scratchy voice.
Yes. It's a late one. I'm not going to lie. It's a late one. And I'm
pretty 10:16 p.m.
Well, I got kids. So, without further ado... That wraps up another episode of Tuckmania. Your boys here, J-Bomb and Dez. We want you to go to Twitter, @_Tuckmania, Podbean, Twitch, Tuckmaniacs.
Yeah, Twitch, Tuckmaniacs, man.
Spotify, Google Play, hey, wherever the hell
we got online. I don't care what you have to say. We don't care, J-Bomb. We made it clear. Red Dead Redemption online. Let's play that shit. Let's play with you guys. Tuckmaniacs, check it out. If you guys like Smash Brothers, we talked about that earlier. Make sure to join me on Switch if you want to play, man. We're there as well, too. What else you got to say, J-Bomb?
www.talkmania. Nope, www.prowrestlingtees.com/talkmania. Go buy some merch. It's going to be good. Buy your tickets to WrestleMania. Come join the party.
We're going
to
be there.
Hell yeah. And without further screwing up of this podcast, J-Bomb is out. Say bye, Dez.
Bye-bye, and, what, who, where?
Happy Rusev Day!
Suckers walk! Ugh!